is a song that I like to sing. It talks about the dry bones. That's how God told Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones. Can these bones live? And he said, you know, Lord. And he said, I want you to prophesy to the wind. That's the Holy Spirit. And I want you to tell them to blow, the wind to blow upon these bones. And as he did, the Spirit of God began to move, and the bones all came together, despite the stormy weather. And it goes on to say that the toe bone was connected to the ankle bone, or foot bone, I guess, and worked its way up. And eventually flesh came upon the bones, and God put his life into them, and they became a great army for the Lord. Praise God. And we're very much like those dry bones. But God wants to bring the new life into us. And so, I can sing it. I trust that it'll be a blessing to you.
'Twas down on Boneyard Circuit, there was no way to shirk it. A creature named Ezekiel was said. He landed at the station, saw the situation.
My second page is gone. Well, I don't know if I can finish this.
The bones began to rattle like muskets in a battle. When Ezekiel took his text and started it, postponed and didn't matter in spite of all the clatter. For Ezekiel kept right on his love and sin. The bones all came together in spite of stormy weather.
Upon your feet, and his goodness repeat, lay aside your
heard that one time they sang that in Richmond, and then Brother Hans Waldfogel said, "All right, you dry bones, get up and praise the Lord."
Hallelujah.
That's a sign of life. Can't praise the Lord, you've got to be pretty dead in this place. Twice dead, Brother Gardner used to say, plucked up by the roots, something like that. One foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel. Something like that. Praise God.